We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh, no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag. Thursday, February 6th, 2025. Super Bowl 59.
This is the story on the horizon.
And we gonna make money on this game. If it kills us, we gonna make money. By hook or by crook. By side or by total. By prop-a-palooza. Well, maybe we'll just bet the fucking coin flip. Let's go. Mr. X joins me today on the ZabeCast, and I have joyous news, Mr. X. In the long battle that has lasted pretty much all of humanity, we have finally won. We have finally defeated racism. Or at least that's what I guess the NFL is signaling, because those slogans no longer will adorn the goalposts and the end zone of the Super Bowl. That's a hell of a win for humanity, isn't it? Hell of a win for us.
I guess you got me on that one.
You got nothing to add on that, do you?
I got nothing. I know which ones to stay out of.
You get so scared. Can you at least admit that slogans are dumb? Like, end racism. How about stop greed? How about prevent lust? How about just put be nice on the goalposts? I mean, Jesus now. Of course, the NFL still has some of their other slogans, like it takes all of us. And I forget what else they have as a slogan, but whatever. I'm with
you. Yeah, I don't like slogans. How about just no shit? I mean, I guess the bottom line is it's like the reason those things bother me, and maybe this is what you're getting at, is it's as if there's another side.
Well, right, exactly. Who would be?
So you're
pro?
Implying, like, oh, everybody, we gotta convince people this is right. Who's on the other side? Nobody I know.
Yeah,
you know, that's what I don't.
At least not openly.
Well, no. I mean, to me, it's just like those signs in the progressive commercials. You know, I don't want anything with a sign on it. No home sweet home. No cussing, no fussing. You know, I don't want signs on anything.
Yeah, right. hope lives here. Family. Above all else. Eh, you know what? Whatever makes you happy, I guess. But to me, the whole end
racism thing. What makes me happy is no words on signs in my house. That's what makes me happy.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So before we get into all that we're going to get into today, including some interesting stuff from New Orleans today, Radio Row, and some other NFL-related stuff, and, of course, our take on the game itself, Chiefs and Eagles. Real quick, I sent you a picture of something I'd never seen before in Vegas. This from Jacob Orth, who is one of the Vegas influencers. He's a good guy to follow, at Jacob Vegas Life. He says, take a look at this. You can now play two slots at once in Palazzo's high limit room, and they have a giant, oversized, comfortable chair on a swivel and two high limit slot machines, one to your left, one to your right. You can just be mashing buttons left. Right, left, right, left, right. Did I win? No, you're out $419,000, but your room and a show is comped, sir.
Comped. I can't. I just can picture the promo for that, including Homer Simpson. I mean, playing four machines at once.
Don't make me laugh like that, because now my cough is going to come up. Yes, Homer would be like, but Marge, I can play two slots at once. I'm trying to zoom in at what the price point is here on this particular slot. I assume you, of all people, don't play slots at all. Just not enough action, strategery, and fun for you.
The only time I played slots in my life was I was 16 and I went in the back door of a casino in Vegas and I played slots for about 10 minutes till the guy came up and carded me.
Oh, really?
I don't think I ever played again. But I did get a lesson in the last month on how the slot industry has changed, and it's not a humongous ripoff that it used to be. That from your buddy, the Felt Father.
Yes, you saw it. You were CC'd on that email, weren't you?
No, I don't know about that, but I was out there and chatted with him.
Oh, and he told you.
He's now in charge of the slot floor instead of the table, or yes. the whatever you call the floor, the floor table, because that's the old, you can't move up in the organization until you've run everything.
Right.
So he's taking his turn there, and he educated me on it, and it's not the ripoff it was decades ago, although still, I'm sorry, I can't ever put anything into one of those machines. I don't see it. I think the only reason people play it is because there's nobody next to you telling you you shouldn't have hit on, on that 16.
Right.
There's nobody else that's saying you said the wrong word at the table or drew the wrong card. You can kind of just go off to yourself and go, yeah, I lost. And they, so I think that's the only attraction to it.
Yeah. Well, we're staying right next to the Caesars Casino down here in New Orleans. Have you been to New Orleans?
It's been a while. I've been to the casino. Didn't they used to have them out on the, oh no, that was Biloxi where they used to have them out over the water.
No, this one's on land. It's right next to the Mississippi River as it bends around New Orleans, the Crescent City. But yeah, it's a nice casino, smoke-free. They have, of course, the usual rip-off games like Triple Zero Roulette. I've not really had time because I've been sick to check out if there's any decent blackjack games that are fair that might offer 3-2. My guess is they don't. I would like a lower limit craps table where I could sit and just poach on the pass line for less than $50 a roll, but we'll see if they have that. And they got a sports book here, which normally would get y'all excited. You'd be betting NBA leading up to the game itself, college basketball, but now with my bookie. .com, ding, yeah. Ding, promo code Charlie Zulu, Alpha Bravo Echo. We've got gambling in our phones, so you don't need a sports book next door, and you can watch anything you want to watch on your phone.
Yep. It takes a lot of the novelty away from a sports book if you don't need it. I think it was Harrah's I went to in New Orleans one time. Okay. I don't know if that's still there.
Yep. Well, you said that you would prefer two waitresses at once instead of two slot machines at once. Do you think if you're playing two slots at once, you would get double the drink service? I would hope so.
That was supposed to be offline.
You met two waitresses to serve you, Mr. X.
Exactly.
Happily
what
married
I meant.
Ma'am. Come on.
Exactly what I meant. I don't need two slot machines, but I could get twice as many drinks. That would be good.
That would be good. Also, this one on Twitter today, the five biggest reported Super Bowl LIX wagers so far at sportsbooks as of Wednesday. $800,000 single bet on the Eagles money line +110. That's at BetMGM. $750 on Eagles money line, also at BetMGM. $320 on Chiefs money line -130. And the Eagles $300,000 first half plus half a point at BetMGM.
Wow. Okay. Now, I'm going to say this. Obviously, some of those are going to win and some of those are going to lose. And the winners were right and the losers were wrong. However, what bothers me, this is my trade. What bothers me is there's more to winning and losing. I mean, a good bet or a bad bet isn't just winning or losing, although you always say, I want to win, and that's all that counts.
Right.
My point is, I'll tell you this right now. That's a really good lesson. If you're betting the Chiefs with conviction, you bet a money line. You don't lay a point and a half. Bet a money line, win the game. I don't care if I lose -115 or 120 instead of 110. I want to win, and I'll take the Chiefs money line. But if you're betting the Eagles, the numbers that those guys you just read, I would never bet the money line for, what did you say, $800,000 when you'll give me a point and a half. Why don't I take the win
in case of a one-point decision?
Right. And you, instead, the only difference, you go, oh, look, I got even money instead of minus 110. You know what I say? You lost 800 grand instead of winning. I don't care about the juice when it's that close of a margin. Right. I just want to win. So yeah. If you're betting the Eagles, take the point and a half. If you're betting the Chiefs, lay the money line.
Also,
at least is smarter.
Right. What do you say about putting that much money out there this early in the week?
Oh, if I had the conviction to lay that, I wouldn't wait around.
Okay, but I mean, but you don't have information. I mean, any quarterback could pull a hamstring in practice at any time.
Well, I guess what I would say is this. Now, look, part of this industry is over my head now. It's not the same. I'll say that. But if you're laying 500,000, Zay, you're not on your app on game day.
I know.
you had to get that done and get that wired
right.
So, yeah, you got to get it done. Well, and it's not like you're going to wake up on Super Bowl day and find out that one of your players went down to Mexico and didn't come back. Oh, wait, that did happen.
That did happen.
On the Raiders. Right? Exactly. With the Raiders.
You don't want to find out your team's starting DB, who was a man of the year candidate, got busted with an undercover prostitute in South Beach. Whoops, also did happen.
Was that a Falcon?
Yes, that was Robinson.
Yes, okay.
Stanley Robinson? No. Eugene Robinson. He was like he was up for the NFL's Man of the Year. They're like, this guy is the epitome of what the NFL stands for. And he's soliciting an undercover prostitute or police officer.
Couldn't say that any better.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that is what he is.
Well, also, you don't want to bet that much money and then find out that perhaps your starting quarterback was caught with Kathy Lee Gifford from the TV show That's Incredible. Two nights before the big game in Tampa, Joe Theismann, according to urban legend, which cannot be confirmed, but nobody's forcibly denied it, and he did end up getting divorced from old Sherry Theismann shortly after that. So,
yeah. No, but I think it all comes down to when you got numbers like that, there's a process, and it takes time, so you don't want to wait till the last minute. That's
well,
why those things
okay, last early. Minute. How about till Friday, at least? Saturday.
Well, hey, it's doing.
If I'm betting big, I'm going to wait just to see what the week brings before I got that shit out there.
Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know the banking system these days. How long does it take to wire? I don't know how that works. I get that. I will say, I remember back in the day, it was one of the Broncos Super Bowls, late 90s, one of the Elway Super Bowls. We were golfing on Friday before the Super Bowl. And one of the island bookmakers was in the foursome.
Yep.
And the shop called him because, you know, they had to get approval and said, hey, we just got so-and-so just wanted to bet 300K on the game. And the guy, without hesitation, said, take it.
Wow.
Take it. And then we went to the tee box, and I said, of course, because I'm the little fish in here, and I said, by the way, which side did they take? And he said, forgot to ask.
Oh, my God. He's just like, take it. We're in. Let's go, baby. All right. A couple of things from today at Radio Row. Josh Jacobs of the Packers made the rounds. He was on Kay Adams first, up in Adams. And then he came by our station in Milwaukee, 97.3 The Game, the flagship of the Packers. And the message that he had for Kay Adams, he repeated only in more detail to our guys, which was he believes the Packers need three more pieces, his words. He's ordering a three-piece with fries, probably. He says, I think we're good, but we need three more pieces. And he then went on to say that he believes they need a real, proven number one wide receiver. No disrespect to the guys we've got in the room right now. Let me tell you.
Which means disrespect to the guys in the room right now.
Let me tell you, if there's one thing I know about the NFL and how these alpha apex predator athletes operate, the wide receivers on that team are fucking pissed because they all believe that they can be that guy, that they probably just haven't had the opportunity. Watson just went down with a blown out ACL. He's out for a year. Jaden Reed thinks he was underutilized. Dobbs already left the team for a week during the middle of the season, got suspended for a game because he was upset about his looks. And now your star running back is like, yeah, we need a true number one to come in here. Oh, boy. That should be fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've always said that there's two types of organizations. Those that want to get better and those that have no loyalty. And you know what the difference in those is? One of them wants to replace me, and the other wants to replace you.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all.
If I want to replace you, we're trying to win.
Yes.
If they want to replace me, darn it, they have no loyalty. So,
a minor surgery is something that you undergo. Yes. If I'm getting cut on, it's a major surgery. I don't care what it's for. Yep. Yeah. So that was something from this weekend. Also, This was interesting. Do you know, I'm sure you don't, I'm not trying to make you look dumb here, but I'm just going to hypothetically ask it. Do you know when the Super Bowl...
I can do that all on my own.
I know. Do you know when the Super Bowl is set to be played in 2027? What date? February.
It's February.
It is February. Guess what
it's on
date?
16th, day before President's Day.
14th.
That's cool. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It is the day before President's Day because President's Day occurs on the 15th of that year, the second Monday in February. The NFL has long wanted to reach the shores of President's Day so that the game can be played on Sunday. And most people, although we in the media, we're going to have to work Monday to talk about the game, will get the day off.
Yeah.
And they've wanted that for a long time, but the key has been stretching the season to 18 regular season games. And they do not even have, they're not even close to having that in hand from the Players Association. And according to reports I saw today, players are like, we have no interest in playing an 18th game. Now, I know the NFL union, they're easily flipped like a card table at a Buffalo Bills tailgate. So you throw them some more money, those dummies will probably vote for it, or fewer padded practices, they'll probably vote for it. They'll probably get there, but right now the NFL has that stake in the distance that either they have to start the season a week later than normal, or, I don't know, add another bye week. I'm not sure what they're going to do.
Well, I'm sorry. We've done this before, but there is a darn easy answer to that.
Which is?
Two bye weeks. I don't need the player to play more games. I just need more product on TV. Give them two bye weeks. I don't care who's got a bye this week. My butt's in front of the TV. Add a week of product. It doesn't matter.
Do you remember, when there was two bye weeks? I forget how many years it persisted. It wasn't long, but it did happen a couple of years.
Yeah,
I think it messes the rhythm of you as a fan to think, oh, are the Packers playing this weekend? No, they got a bye week. I thought they just had a bye week. Yeah, this is their second bye week.
I guess so, but you know, when at 1 o'clock on Sunday, I don't care if there's four or six games on at once. It doesn't matter to me. I want more product, you know.
Now, I hear you on that, and I think most fans are in your camp. I would argue that my preferred is you can get to 18 games that count by limiting the number of games that each player on a team can play to 16. Then you just load manage your roster, and you have GMs with a grid going, this guy's going to sit here, this guy's going to sit there. You know, if there's a mid-October game and you're out to a 7-1 start, right, or whatever the number is, and you've got a 14.5-point spread with your starter, but his elbow's a little bit jacked up, boom, there's a game he can sit out. That's what I'd do.
Yeah, I know, and I get that. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, every time you ask for something more, another game, whatever, the players' union will give it to you when it's another 15% into the pension fund or whatever. But if you give them an extra buy, you don't have to give them any more cash. And I don't understand why that's not the driving factor. No cost to the league.
Right.
More TV, more revenue. But why do I have to give players more cash? Because they're not playing any more games. In fact, I'm so safety conscious, I'm giving you more time off. It seems like the obvious answer to me, but
The AI overview on Google search, and God, I'm loving this AI search feature these days on Google. The NFL had two bye weeks for each team during the 93 season. This one was an experiment to make scheduling more flexible, reduce travel costs, and help with player injuries. However, the experiment was not successful. They said it failed in part because of how the buys were divided up across the league. It also affected TV schedules SI columnist Peter King wrote that the double byes were a double disaster because teams fell out of sync with so much time off between games. And there it was, one and done, 1993. Well, yeah.
And they did not have Thursday night football in 1993. Does that get you out of sync? I mean,
well, shit. The league is now going to 7 different continents with their international games. They engineered a Wednesday game this year on purpose. In fact, 2 Wednesday games. Because they said, fuck it, Christmas is on a Wednesday, let's go sit on that day and tell the NBA, I'm the captain. I'm the captain now. Look at me. We're taking your day.
Look at me.
Right, look at me. and so I don't think the league has any restraints on its appetite for what it wants to do.
Oh, well, if they play on the 14th, are they gonna, they'll probably have like Grand Marshals, Kelsey and Swift. Is that where we're going with this?
Could be. Could be, yeah.
Okay.
Take your nausea pills after looking at that one.
We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh, no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
More leeway for Brady. This is also, to me, an outrage. So, supposedly, as a part owner of the Raiders, Tom Brady should be limited in what he can do when calling games. Well, here he is at the Super Bowl.
He's already limited.
Well, right. Here he is at the Super Bowl, and he's not allowed in other teams' facilities, and he was limited in what he could do interview-wise prior to the NFC Championship game. And that was now loosened for the Super Bowl, where he's going to get to do some pregame interviews with the coaches and with the players. They fucking keep bending the rules for this guy, and it's just insane. Are you going to have rules, NFL, or fucking not?
A guy I know says the rules are what you want to make them.
That is my phrase. But I mean that about a sport. The rules of a sport can be anything you want them to be. But once you have them, follow them. Right?
Well, why do you think there's such caving and flexibility?
Because the public doesn't care. They think it's not a big deal. And Brady's Brady. Brady is the goddamn golden child.
My guess is, I mean, who has – Goodell certainly has no reason to have any leniency towards him. But the network, isn't it Fox? Aren't they the ones going, hey, can you guys cut us some break here because we want him, we paid him, can we work on this? Isn't that the driving change?
I would say that's part of it, yes.
Okay.
But if I'm a proper league, I would turn to the network and say, I'm sorry. We didn't ask you to hire him at $37 million a year. You did. You probably should have thought about this.
It seems like it. It seems like
but it's not a proper league. It's the NFL. One more thing, and then we'll get into your list of items and talk about the game a bit. So on Radio Row today was a basketball coach who is also a radio host for my former employer, Fox Sports Radio. His name is Doug Gottlieb. Doug Gottlieb is the head coach at UW Green Bay up in the Horizon League. And they're struggling this year, Mr. X. I'm not sure you're aware of this. They've lost 18 straight games. He was down here on Radio Row today. Now, he says, well, look, the NCAA mandates 2 days off per week for the team, and they were off Sunday and then again on Tuesday. He says he's only going to miss one practice on Thursday and then be back with the team after that, and he's going to watch the practice being run by assistants on Huddle, H-U-D-L, the online coach's tool to watch it. From a look standpoint, though, fathom that. First-year coach, still doing a radio show. You've lost 18 straight games, and you're down here doing Radio Row.
Yeah. That's, you know, I'm not sure how big the alumni pull is for them. But I would just say from a distance, maybe he's not that worried about losing that job.
I guess
or
not.
Or maybe he feels it's already happening.
I guess not.
I don't know.
It you know, the basketball people are outraged by it because it's an abdication of your leadership of a basketball team and young men whose lives as 18, 19, 20-year-olds playing D1 hoops will never be recouped. And you got an AWOL coach, basically. They deserve the best coaching and effort from, you know, their guy, the presence and everything else, right? Me, I'm pissed off because it's like, hey, Fox, there's a lot of people that would like his shift on Fox Sports Radio, including this guy right here. And you're going to let him keep that and then coach basketball on the side? Fuck off. But hey, that's just me shaking my fist at the clouds.
Yeah, I was trying, and I'm striking out here. I was trying to find their record against the spread as you spoke, but I can't find it. I don't care if they've lost 18 straight. Are they covering?
I don't know if they're covering or not, Mr. X.
I couldn't find it.
They're just not a good team. Okay, that said, let's get to your punch list of items leading up to Super Bowl 59.
Okay, well, obviously, this game is about, no matter what we talk about, this game is about defenses. These are two underrated defenses. They're both really good. That's why they're here. We talk about Hurts and Mahomes, but this is about defense. I just, at the end of the day, it comes down to Andy Reid and Spagnuolo, I think, are going to be too much for the coaches on the other side. Jalen Hurts, one thing about him, he's got so much athletic ability. All of his metrics against pressure are bottom two or three in the league. And granted, he usually just runs away from it. But if you're not good against pressure, you don't want to face Spagnuolo and the Chiefs' defense. They're going to be coming at him from all over. I do think that's going to be the difference in the game. I got a really good email this week from one of you guys that said, you know, the usual, I got this blah, blah, blah parlay. We have this big bet on they need the Chiefs to win money line to come in with like the sixth leg or whatever. What do I do? And I said, well, this is the same thing I always tell you. Do you want the financial answer, or do you want to have a story to tell? You know, financial answer is bet some ego, whatever. You want a story, you know, let it ride. And I said, but basically, you know, bet the Eagles plus 1.5 and wait for that thing to come in on one, and you're a goddamn genius, Gump. You know, get yourself a story, you know, make it fun.
What is his specific hedge out?
Well, he's already got the Chiefs on the last leg to win a parlay, so take the Eagles plus 1.5.
How big of a parlay did he tell you?
Yeah, I don't remember the numbers. It's ends in thousands, not hundreds.
Well, that's pretty significant.
And when it's that significant, as I always say, you can't let a great position turn into a loss. You gotta ink some of the win that when Philly wins the game, you're cashing that ticket. You can't let it go away, but you want to keep your position that you had. You don't want to sit there and bet so much Philly that you're sitting there going, why did I do that? But when you get yourself a little tiny middle, that's when you go for the story. That's when you take, you know, plus 1.5. And then when they stop the tush push at the end of the game on the two-pointer for the win by one, you go home with a heck of a story winning both sides of the bet.
I would think the rule of thumb would be if you're betting 60 on a parlay to win 800, let it ride. You're gambling. That's not going to change your life in any meaningful way. If you've got 500 to win 8 grand or something like that, well, now that's some serious money. You should probably hedge out and at least go home with a guaranteed couple of $1,000s.
Fair enough. I think the numbers change for every person.
They do.
The philosophy.
Very much so. The bottom, all depends on how rich are you.
Yeah. Well, and that's what my answer is always. Are you asking me the math or are you asking me because, you know, stories are good.
Am I your financial advisor or am I a math consultant right now?
Exactly. And the largest bet I've ever lost in my life was the best bet I ever lost in my life when I had back on your show back in 2003 when I had the Marlins at 200-1 to win the National League. And when they were playing the Cubs, I bet so much on the Cubs. And lost it and was glad I lost thanks to Steve Bartman and company came right in and helped me.
You grabbed that position right after Torborg was fired early in the year,
yep,
right?
June of 2003. Oh,
amazing.
They brought in, what's his name? Jack McKeon.
Jack McKeon, and, yes. Trader Jack with the cigar and everything. And, what a character.
Yep. And so I was – when you're playing against the Cubs to win the bet in the series – and you're sitting there saying, I got $100 to win 20 grand. You don't go home with a loss.
Yeah.
You just don't. So you got to bet the Cubs.
Yeah. So what I see in the game, I just made a couple notes. And by the way, I'm on the Chiefs because I'm not going to lose money betting against them. Also, the NFL has already agreed to a deal with Pat Riley, who owns the rights to three-peat, to use that phrase because he trademarked it. Riley has already cashed in on that, licensing it in a previous iteration. Somebody three-peated and he was able to cha-ching that one. But the Chiefs, I think for them, they got to keep Saquon in front of them. No YouTube highlights for Saquon like the Commanders gave up on the very first play. They need to jam Jalen Hurts' timing because once he's off schedule, he really loses his sense of a sack clock. And that's where he gets in trouble. So whatever you can do with the Eagles' routes to jam the timing and get Hurts off schedule, that's when he really loses the plot and is sackable and will take big negative plays. If I was the Chiefs, I'd be pedal to the metal on fourth downs because you know that the Eagles are going to be, and that may include some uncomfortable fourth downs that are reachy, fourth and three, fourth and four maybe from midfield. But I think you got to do it. And the Chiefs have got to find a way to stop Jalen Carter from wrecking everything. And I don't know how you do that because he is an absolute demon inside on defense for the Eagles. A bonus would be getting some chunk runs from Pacheco or Hunt. But
see that.
Yeah, but that's kind of like, to me, I look at the Chiefs, that's what I would want if I was them. For the Eagles, it's simple. Ride your horse, Barkley. Ride your horse, Barkley, even when it feels like it's not going anywhere early in the game. This is where you're going to win the game. I think if Hurts throws 21 to 28 times, they've got an 80% chance of winning. If he's up in the 30s, I think that's going to drop precipitously in terms of their overall chances. Ride your horse, stick with it, because it'll come if you keep going to him. Sirianni, though, has got to be sharp on timeouts and strategy, Mr. X, and that's a big problem because he can be a disaster on this stuff. He's got to have one of his best games because Andy Reid will be on his best game. Strategy, timeouts, situational awareness. Sirianni cannot fuck this up. And then the wild card to me is the exciting whites. You ever been to a wine store where they have signs for different types of brand wines and one section is often labeled exciting whites for white wines? Well, that's the nickname given to the Eagles secondary with their two white corners. And so the exciting whites, and this is a wild phenomenon that for years and years and years and years and years, we have not had a legit white cornerback in the NFL, right?
Well, that was before we took those signs off the goalposts.
Well, of course. and so now we do have two white guy corners and they flat out ball for the Eagles. And it's fun to watch. Cooper DeJean is their rookie. Their other white DB is Reed Blankenship. He's more of a free safety, though. Quinyon Mitchell's excellent. He's their first-round pick from this year. But DeJean and Blankenship, the exciting whites, have got to keep the two speedsters in front of them, and that is Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy.
Yeah,
Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy are absolute lid lifters. They're not quite as lethal as Cheetah was, but they are fucking fast. So can the exciting whites keep the fast guys in front of them from, you know, making big plays? Those are the keys for the Eagles. But I'm on the Chiefs. -1.5. That's the number, right? -1.5.
Yeah, it really had an unusual turn today. Briefly, it went to Philly -0.5.
What?
But it went right back, like within an hour.
Crossed the Rubicon briefly and retreated.
I don't know. Sometimes when the lines get near zero, I swear they just are fishing for a little bit and said, "Okay, let's bring it back in." But you know, on your analysis, and look, obviously it all makes sense. I just have a rule on analysis. Whenever you ask the coach or the announcer or analyst, what do they need to do? Here's my summary. We need to do things really well, and we need to stop them from doing things well.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. You know, we need to run the ball. We need to stop them. Okay. We need to, because you don't, you know, yeah, you know, yeah, we need to do well. we need to stop them from doing well. Yeah. All those things are things that, you know, if they go well, yeah, you're going to win. But kind of chicken and an egg, I guess, is what I'm saying.
All right. What else do we got? Prop bets. Let's talk.
Well, let's do it. Well, the first thing I'll say on props is the thing I always say with you on this time of year is, if you're the guy who sits there and says Barkley over, Hurts over, Brown, whatever, Eagles over, or Chiefs over, just bet the team. You know, don't load up on overs of props of one team.
Or because...
vice versa. If you're going under, if you need the team to succeed to hit your props, just bet the team. What I want in a prop is I want an angle on that prop where I feel win or lose, I'm going to have a really good chance to hit the prop. If it's tied to the team's success on winning, just bet them. Don't make it hard. You know, a guy will – I remember back in the day, a friend of mine gave me 8 props in the Packers Patriots Super Bowl, and they were all Green Bay overs. And I looked at him and I said, can we just put it all into Packers? What are you doing? I mean, it doesn't make sense. That's an exaggeration. But the point remains, I want to win. If my team has to win or lose to hit my prop, then don't bother. So with that said, the ones I have, I don't really feel like, oh, I think the team will do well, so I'm taking this prop. Those don't make sense to me.
All right, you've got 7 now. You'll have more by the time the game comes. We tape this on a Wednesday. Of course, you can go to callmemrx.com. If you want more from Mr. X as the game gets closer, but the 7 you say you've got for me now are?
Okay. These are in rough order, so I'll start at the top. I like the Chiefs to have over 7.5 receivers catch the ball. I call this the Branch rule. Adrian Branch, not Adrian Branch. What was the guy's name? Deion Branch.
Yep.
Remember when Brady was winning early 2000s and he was going to win another Super Bowl, he messed up and threw the ball to Deion Branch all day long. He could have thrown to anyone he wanted to, but he gave Branch 11 catches and Branch took an MVP from him. And anybody who watched that game knew they could play without Deion Branch, but you don't play without Tom Brady. Right. So Mahomes isn't stupid. He doesn't need to get Kelce 11 catches and give – because the voters are dying. Yeah. No, well, my point is they're dying to give not a third straight MVP to Mahomes unless you have to. And you know how you have to? When you spread the ball to 10 guys. Okay, then it's on Mahomes. If he does what Brady did to Branch, he doesn't want to make a receiver the hero, and I'm exaggerating a little, but nonetheless, they have props – on 8 different receivers. That's unusual. Usually there's about 4 or 5. They have props on over-unders for all 8. Why? Because all 8 will probably catch the ball. So I'm going over on that.
Man, that's the other by one, the way, that is a lot of receivers, 8.
Okay. Well, guess how many caught balls last game?
How many?
8. 8. Guess how many caught them the week before? Yeah, you guessed it. I think it was 8. But, yeah, they throw 1 or 2 to everybody.
But 8 seems to me the most – Pacheco, Hunt, there's two. Brown, Worthy, 3-4. Kelsey, Noah Gray, 5-6. Now you're into the DeAndre Hopkins, Juju Smith-Schuster, Justin Watson range.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, each one of those guys has an over-under of like 1.5 or 2.
Okay.
But the point, you watch them. That's what the Chiefs are doing.
I know.
And I know Mahomes wants to win the game. Don't get me wrong. But I also think there's just something about the way they spread the ball.
Yeah.
So I'm okay on it.
All right.
Similarly, I also believe in, you know, if you're a lesser team in this matchup type of thing, you kind of, what do we do to win? When you're good and it's an even game, you do what you do best. Okay, I've taken the Eagles to have under 3.5 rushers. Okay, we got Hurts, we got Barkley, we got Gainwell. They don't give it to anyone else.
What about Hurts? Does he not count?
What did I just say?
You said under 3.5 runners.
Hurts, Barkley, and Gainwell.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Yeah, sorry.
Maybe I said it wrong.
No, I misheard you. I misheard you. Okay.
Plenty of room for us both to be wrong. But no, but that's Hurts, Barkley, and Gainwell. They don't give the ball to the wide receivers. They don't give the ball to Shipley unless they're ahead of Washington by 25. I mean, they only run three guys.
Not
and
worried
I
about
them,
a shovel oh, pass to Dallas Goedert or a quick jet sweep to Devontae Smith.
Yep.
I'm just bringing these up.
No, you're right. It's a great point because I remember the Dano said 20 years ago when I had a prop like this in the Giants-Ravens Super Bowl, and this one guy says to me, well, what if, you know, don't forget a fake field goal or a fake punt or any of those count as a rush or, you know, a fumbled snap. And Dano looks at him and goes, well, then we'll lose.
Well, then we'll lose, right?
Okay, I know a fluke play can be a stat killer in a Super Bowl.
All right,
and you know
enough.
What? I never want to be on the side of hope for a fluke play. I want to be on the other side.
All right.
Okay.
Prop number 3.
I like the Eagles to have under 3.5 guys score. Yes, that counts the kicker. The way we lose that is they got to get at least 3 touchdowns from, and that means they got to get it. Nobody can have 2, or they got to start getting 4 touchdowns or more, which I don't see in a defensive game.
Okay.
So I'm taking Philly under 3.5 guys to score a point.
All right.
Let's see. I also similarly took the Eagles. Just used the same guys. I went under 5.5 receivers for them. Same thing as the rushers. They get 5 guys catch the ball. They don't get 6. They just don't. They haven't. It's going to take a fluke, and I don't see them doing flukes in this game.
All right.
I took Hurts, and this is starting to be the same side, but I took Hurts under 214 passing yards. He hasn't hit it in the playoffs, and they're 3-0. Is he suddenly going to do better against a better defense in a tougher game? I don't see it.
Okay.
If Philly does well, he can stay under. If Philly does poor, he stays under. I don't think it's based on losing or winning. I took a flyer long shot. Well, not big long shots, plus 130. For Hurts to throw a pick, you know,
really?
That's a fly. Yeah,
Hurts
he's thrown
INT
5
is plus 130.
Yeah. Well, he's only thrown 5 this year, counting playoffs.
Well,
so,
I'm just asking to confirm, I'm writing these down. God damn it.
Yeah.
Plus 130.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people would say, why are you betting a guy to throw a pick when he only threw 5 in the last 5 months? Okay. I got it. That's why you're getting a little bit of juice. I just think that. He's terrible under
once.
Pressure.
They gotta
he's
get
terrible
him once.
Under pressure. Yeah.
A tip.
And yeah, well, he's bad under pressure, and nobody pressures more than Spagnuolo. So it's just I don't like that combination for him. And my 7th one I took, and this was also a little bit more of a hunch than a math. I took Hunt to go over 11.5 on his longest rush.
Whoa.
He's getting more and more load share.
Long rush.
Yeah. I don't see it being impossible for him to catch at least one in this, you know, one long run. I don't know if they'll throw much. I mean, I don't think they'll run much, but he'll probably sneak one in. And here's my last one. It's a flyer for you. I haven't found this yet, but I'm looking for the over 0.5 on A.J. Brown books read during on the sideline.
Oh.
You seen that? I'm going
That's
over.
Funny.
I think he's bringing the book.
How about just a simple prop? Will he or won't he read a book?
Okay. Same thing. Yeah. I think he brings the book. I haven't found it yet.
For all your prop action, please go to mybookie.com. Use promo code Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. As always, bet with your head, not over it. And winning is nice, but getting paid is even nicer. And that's what MyBookie is great at doing, is actually paying you when you win. No games on that front. For more of Mr. X, go to callmemrx.com, his website, or just follow him on Twitter at justcallmemrx. Where do you plan to watch the game?
Oh, I'm not a go-out-and-watch guy. I'm on my own TV.
Will any of X2, X3, X4, X5, X9 be with you?
Probably a couple. They are like me. They do not care about this matchup at all. They do care about money, especially when it's mine. But, yeah, so I'm sure they'll be all over. But, you know, I actually felt like this game had already been played. I have such little interest in it. I've never remembered not wanting to care about a game. I'll get there. But, heck, you gave me a two-week jump start on MLB because usually I don't touch baseball until after the Super Bowl's over, and then I do the deep dive. But I was deep diving for the last 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden I was like, hey, wait, they didn't actually play that Super Bowl yet, did they?
Yeah. So, well, here comes pitchers and catchers there right after this, so. Cycle continues. Yep. All right, Mr. X, as always.
I just booked my Arizona trip. 10 days, spring training, so looking forward to it.
The life of X. Okay, Mr. X, we'll talk to you soon, my friend. Thanks.
Sounds good. See ya.
We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.